Get Dudley to come up and maybe take the lead on the chorus, and I'll do the harmony on the chorus. It's one of all the songs I've written, I think it's one of Dudley's favorites, and it's a lonesome song. I sort of have the feeling that there's a lot of lonesome people in the world, although when I asked this down to Smithsonian Festival, when we played, one person held up their hand besides me. But
that was me, right?
And that was you. But I don't know. I always felt like that nobody in the world got as lonely as I did. So I don't know. I thought I needed to write a song for all of us lonely people. It's called Only the Lonely. Searching for some kind of all for coming out to help out this worthy cause. I think we're people that live in the Washington area is really lucky to have a station like WAMU. I know that. I know as I travel around, I again and again I meet people who are hungry for this kind of music. And I think that we're really lucky that we have people that will has the courage of their own convictions and are willing to stick behind the music like this, because it's not everywhere that you can go that you can hear it. And people even ask me to send tapes, you know, just tape it off of the air and send it to me. Here's another song from the last album that I did, and I did bring a few of them along tonight if anybody wants a souvenir. And this is one of Rose Maddox's songs. I don't know, I don't think she wrote it, but she's one of my favorite singers too. I understand she's been sick lately, and I hope she's getting better. Maybe I'll sing this for her and she might hear it. It's called Don't Bother to Cry. To have Dudley to come out of retirement, as somebody said. they didn't know he'd already snuck out during the summer and did some stuff on the mall. It gets hot, I might have to take his coat off, I'll tell you. Working up a storm here. This is a song actually that my brother and I used to do a long time ago. I go way back, a lot further than people think. And this is back to the old days in Baltimore in the 50s when Earl Taylor and all that bunch used to play over there. And every now and then he would get a guest up, we'd be musicians in the audience, and he would call my brother and me up and we'd do this song. And so it's real nice to adopt another brother here since he's not singing with me anymore. And So Dudley and I are going to try this. And in fact, you all recorded this with me, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And on the By the Sweat of My Brow album, one of my favorites, a Lubin Brothers song called Here Today, Gone Tomorrow.
Howdy, folks, howdy. And I know these guys, and I'll introduce these fellas. Over on the mainland from New York City, you actually live in New Jersey, though, don't you, Barry? Barry, we've borrowed from Skyline, and we've had the opportunity to work together a time or two. First time was at the Smithsonian Festival, Folkways Festival this year on the Mall. And Barry also took a trip with us to Russia that was a lot of fun back in August. Make welcome, please, Barry Middlehoff on the mainland. I also ought to mention, Barry has a brand new album that just came out that's terrific, and he'll have some of those right after the show, and I'm sure he'll be glad to autograph them or anything like that. And over here on the five-string banjo is a guy that I've had the opportunity to work with for quite some time. He's from Pennsylvania and now makes his home over in Winchester and plays with the Lynn Morris Band. Nice sound for Tom Adams. And back here on the bass fiddle is a gentleman I've also had the opportunity to travel with for a real long time. And he's from the great state of Texas and is going back home on Thursday. Can't wait. Nothing against the area, nothing. Yeah. But his family's all out there. He's a great bass player. Got his timings as solid as a rock. He's a great singer and songwriter, and I'm proud to play with him. Marshall Wilburn on the bass. How about it? And that brings us to you. On the guitar and singing the lead is one of the most soulful and powerful singers in country music. She's written some of the most...
That's why I wanted you to do the
interview. I see. Ulterior motive, right?
Yes.
Write some of the most most powerful songs of people's rights and work songs and songs that really have a lot to say, I think. And when it comes to singing, man, there ain't nobody can sing them like Hazel Dickens. Nice hand for Hazel.
Of course, that guy they're doing the talking don't need any introduction. Even though he did grow that or swallowed a mule or something, what'd he do? I started saying he grew a mustache, but I looked at him.
Mule.
I don't know. Left his tail sticking out. No, Dudley, I like it. I've been teasing him about that.
Well,
I
took him. Not in
Well, I thought I'd better loosen you up a little bit. I knew you were a little nervous about coming over here, so.
I feel much better now.
All right. Since you bragged so much on my songs, let's do another one. This one talks about relationships, when the one person takes a lot more than the... Recover there, Dudley. When one person takes a lot more in a relationship, and the other person has to give a lot more to make it work. And this is called Your Greedy Heart.
Sure.
going to step back and get my breath and turn things over to Dudley and the guys for a couple numbers.
A miner was leaving his home for his work. He heard his little child scream, but then he changed at the mouth of the mine. It was covered with sweethearts and wine.
Thank you very much. We're going to do a little mandolin number here for you, and this is from the mandolin record that Dudley was talking about. It's called Silk City, and this is a tune that was recorded by Bill Monroe on the day of my third birthday. I won't tell you what year it is, but if you know your bluegrass history well enough, then you could figure it out from there. But this is one I learned from the playing of Tex Logan, and we recorded it on the record Silk City. It's a barn burner. It's called The Tall Timber. It's Tom Adams and the banjo.
I told him I liked it that sweet. Now you know why I sat down. I knew they were going to do that. Well, if I ever get strapped up here, well, let's see what we got here. All right, here, we'll do another one. You want to help me on another good old... All right. This is a song I wrote about my home state. I always wanted to write a song about where I come from, and it's just one of those songs like a mother's song that you try to write, or something that's real close to you. You find it really hard sometimes. And so after trying for many years and leaving it lay in my notebook, I finally let somebody see a verse or two of it one day, and they encouraged me to finish writing it. And I did, and it ended up on actually two albums. I recorded it once with Alice Gerard many years ago. And then I sort of got to doing it a different way, and then ended up recording it again on my first solo album. Dudley, if you would help me, and it's called West Virginia, My Home. West Virginia, home. When we were practicing last night, how many times Barry Mitterhoff had played that song with me. And I think since he was three. Poor little thing. He couldn't hardly make a microphone. We had to put him on a box. I think we go back to about 77, right?
I think so.
That's right. We just done Harlan County, USA, and playing. Thank you. And we went to New York to the film festival, and they had us up to play the music. And I didn't know anybody in New York, so they drummed up this band for us. And, it was Tony Trischka and Barry, and I don't know who all else is was there. Evan and Matt. Great band. Well, here's one of those smart alecky songs that I like to sing so much. And these guys like to play it. In fact, they played so fast last night, I couldn't hardly keep up. But I guess every hillbilly is somewhat a smart aleck. I know I always been. And I always felt like that, you know, if somebody done something to me, I like to get them back. And I like to let them have it right back. So I got mad at this guy one day, and we was having this fight, and so I thought I would really like to tell him off, and so I couldn't, nothing I did seemed to work. I mean, it just didn't seem to be bad enough. I wanted something real bad, so I thought, well, what I better do maybe is just write a song about him, and so I thought, well, maybe he won't even hear it, so I thought, well, maybe I'll record it. Get it on the radio, and that'll do it. Anyway, he did ask me one day who I wrote the song for, and I said, well, it wasn't you, honey. It's called Scraps from Your Table, Baby. Ain't good enough for me. She grows away. Scraps but the menu's just the same. And it's time to clean up, party's over now. After party favors, leftover wine. Getting tired of picking up the mess she makes of you. Scraps from your table, I'm sending back with you. I'll tell you, y'all really got that one fast.
Hey, so I hope you never get mad at me.
I'm mad as a wet hen right now. Well, what, did you see a signal over there from somebody? Is that what you did? What do you want, Lee? Play all night, but don't even say it. Three more, that's about what we had. No encore, though. Well, let's see. Oh, if you heard what Dudley said over here, I'll tell you. Why don't you get on the microphone and say
it? I ain't gonna say it.
You want me to tell
them
what you said?
No, I wish you wouldn't.
I'm going to tell them anyway.
Okay. I figured you would. I don't know.
He said, let's just do them all. Well, this is one that we both enjoy doing a lot. Somebody's having a good time out there. And it's one that I recorded with Alice Gerard many years ago, and the Judds recently took it from our album. They've had that gray album. I call it the gray album. I never can remember the number. And done a number of songs from it. But this is one that has a nice sentiment about a mother visiting her son in prison and how she feels, how she shows a mother's love. It's called The Sweetest Gift.
No.
this the Stanley Brothers?
Yeah, this is a song that Carter Stanley wrote, and probably one of his one of their most creative periods was in the 1950s when they recorded for Mercury Records, and I think this song was recorded as their first session for Mercury back in 1953, and it's called Say Won't You Be Mine.
So we can't come back. Well, I'll tell you, I can't play on this, and y'all play it too fast. They always play this one breakneck speed, so I'm just going to lay this guitar down and let her rip. So.
Well, lay down my old guitar.
Let her go. I'm ready. This is a song that Billy Ed Wheeler wrote, but it's on a compilation album that's all women singing coal mining songs on Rounder Records, and it's called The Coal Tattoo. Fast as you can play it.
Don't
tell
Tom that.
Little more than I've been dead. I like to run. Hazel Dickens, Dudley Connell, Marsha Wilburn, Tom Adams, and Mr. Barry Mitterhoff. I think we're going to get another one out of him. Okay.
Thank you, folks.
Yeah, we just did this. We didn't rehearse this song, but Dudley started singing it in the back room a while ago, and so I just joined in with him. So we'll do this. Brothers afar from the
Savior,
risking your soul for things that decay. Which you gonna be, Bill or Charlie?
I guess I'll be Charlie tonight.
All right, I'll be Bill.
What would you give?
you give
in exchange?
What would you give
in exchange?
What would you give
in exchange for your soul?
Oh, if today got to call you away, what would you give in exchange for your soul?
Thanks for coming out.
Very special evening last Tuesday night with the great mountain harmonies of Hazel Dickens and Dudley Connell, joined by Barry Mitterhoff, who came down from New Jersey just for this this gig, and he from the group Skyline, also a couple of ex-members of the Johnson Mountain Boys, now with the Lynn Morris Band, Tom Adams and Marshall Wilburn on banjo and the bass, respectively. Here's another highlight from our showcase of last night, with our regular performer Kevin Jones, and he was joined on this tune by Reuben Musgrave.
Landlord's coming, want some money. Banker's calling, he knows my name. Y'all don't know me, the skies are sunny. You only know me when I'm in pain. Lord, take me from this lonesome valley, and take me from this barren plain. Take me home, precious Jesus. I'm sure you know I'm not to blame. My friends come over to smoke with Mary, start to bragging, call it fun. I wish I did not have to tell stories. I'm sick and tended with what I've done. Lord, take me from this lonesome valley, take me from this barren plain, and take me home, precious Jesus. I'm sure you know I'm not to blame. I called my woman one aching morning. I said, my woman, where have you gone? Said, now come on, it ain't nothing. I was just looking for someone strong. Went out fishing that aching morning. Lord, the river, it looked like peace. I stood upon the bridge above it, just contemplating my sweet release. Lord, take me from this lonesome valley, can take me from this barren plain. Take me home, precious Jesus. I'm sure you know I'm not to blame. I'm sure you know I'm not to blame.
She's around, and I'm walking the line, cause I'm glad that she's mine.
I'm living in paradise.
I know I can't go wrong by just stringing along with sweet little Miss Blue with sweet little Miss Blue Eyes. Little Miss Blue Eyes looks so good, I'm gonna bring her to the neighborhood, and I'm gonna make every girl in town jealous when she's around.
And I'm walking the line, cause I'm glad that she's mine.
I'm living in paradise.
I know I can't go wrong by just bringing along
with sweet little Miss Blue Eyes. With sweet little Miss Blue Eyes.
Much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Like Mike says, we're Richie Reunion, and we come from around Deal area, Anne Arundel County and Calvert County. We got some from Montgomery County, some from Fairfax County. We were going to call ourselves County Bluegrass Boys.